Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbry. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Harlow. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The DH, Lee May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry takes first base on ball four. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbry. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Bumbry steals second. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow strikes out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bumbry moves to third. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle strikes out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harlow. Paquette reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Porter and he is out, Potek applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0-for-1 in the game. Harlow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle strikes out. There goes Porter. The throw from Dempsey to second, and Porter is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 1 in the game. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Dempsey moves to third. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Paquette hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0 for 2 in the game. Harlow hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Harlow reaches second base with a double. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. May reaches second base with a double. Harlow scores. It's Royals, 1, Orioles, 1. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to third. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 2 in the game. DeCinces is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals won. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis strikes out. There goes Porter. The throw from Dempsey to Bellinger, and Porter is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dempsey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Freddie Potek. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaHood pinch hits for Frank White. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harlow hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos Lopez pinch runs for Ken Singleton. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Carlos Lopez now playing right field. Don Stanhouse now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Al Cowens. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Porter hits a pop-up towards the mound. Stan Howe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.